All right, okay. What is up, everybody? Once again, it is LJ Talks Facts right here. Because with the facts, like always, of course, hope you guys are enjoying or still enjoying your day right here. Now, your Wednesday afternoon, I hope you guys enjoyed my week 5 predictions for the 2022 NFL season. So now this is my 2022 MLB wild card predictions right here. So we have 4 series to talk about, 2 in the American League side and 2 on the National League side. So it's going to be interesting. They brought back the wild card series. They did this back in 2020 in the shortened season. Last year, we just had our regular wild card games. On the American League side, it was Yankees versus Red Sox. We all know what happened there. My Yankees lost to the Red Sox. And on the National League side, it's actually kind of surprising. It was the Dodgers and the Cardinals, and the Dodgers won. And look how the Dodgers have played this year. Fucking best team in the National League, best team in all of baseball, I should say. So that's a huge upgrade right there for them. So with the wild card series, I mean, I honestly really don't like it. I mean, thank God my Yankees aren't in it, so I will say that. But I don't care for the wild card series, honestly. I really don't. I think it's stupid. I think just do a one-off wild card game like how they were doing the last few years. Because you do this wild card series, I don't know. I just don't like it. It was fine in the shortened season in 2020. Like, that was fine, but I just don't care for it. I think that's how it's going to be going forward now. I mean, I guess you could say it brings more competition. Yeah, I get it, but it's just, I don't know. Just do a whole one-off wild card game. Because if you did a whole one-off wild card game, this is what you would have in the American League. In the American League, you would just have Toronto and Seattle. So Tampa Bay wouldn't make it. In the National League, it would be the Mets in San Diego. Philadelphia wouldn't make it. I will say this, though. I am happy that Seattle made it to the playoffs. Like, I don't like to cheer for other teams. Not that I'm cheering for Seattle, but I'm happy they made it to the playoffs. They hadn't been to the playoffs since 2001, where my Yankees beat them in the ALCS. So it's been a long time. Been a long time for them and their fans. So I am happy for them that they made it to the playoffs. They deserve it. I hope they make a nice, decent run. Unless they run to us, then, you know, let's fucking beat them, obviously. But let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the American League series. We'll get into the American League wild card series right here. We'll start off with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cleveland Guardians. The Tampa Bay Rays, they've been making the playoffs every year since 2019. And let's break it down. You know, 2019, they fell one game short of going to the ALCS. They lost to the Houston Astros in 5. Almost came back in that series. They were down 2-0. Lost the first 2 games in Houston. Won the next 2 at home at the Trop. But then Garrett Cole in Game 5 said, it's over. It'd be nice to have that Garrett Cole in the playoffs for my Yankees, but we'll get to that when we talk about the ALDS. Won't be for the next few days. And then 2020, the Rays went all the way to the World Series. They beat my Yankees in the ALDS in 5 games, beat the Astros in 7 games. They almost blew it. They're up 3-0. Almost blew it, but they're able to get the job done. Lost in 6 to the Dodgers, but they gave the Dodgers a fight. They really did. And they lost in the division series last year to the Red Sox in 4. So here they are in the wild card series against the Cleveland Guardians. So the Cleveland Guardians, who did make the playoffs last year, is their first time being back since, 2020. They were in the wild card series against my Yankees, and we swept them. So they missed the playoffs last season, Cleveland. And Cleveland, who is the youngest team in baseball. They are the youngest team in all of baseball. They made it to the playoffs. They made it to the playoffs. I think that's definitely a consideration for Terry Francona to win AL Manager of the Year. Still a great manager. And Cleveland's got a really good roster. They seriously have a good roster. You know, I liked what I've seen out of them this year. You know, Jose Ramirez obviously is their best player. You know, he's chosen loyalty to stay in Cleveland. He took a really, like, team-friendly extension when you want to think about it. He's not getting paid crazy type of money. But he's loyal to Cleveland. And you know, Cleveland has a young, like I mentioned, they have all-around young teams. They have the youngest team in baseball. Their rotation's very young and good. Their bullpen is good. Their offense is good. They're a good ball club. They seriously are. They're going to be really good these next few years. Like, I kind of thought they were going to be in kind of like a rebuild because they're such a young team. But no, they said, nope. We're going to the playoffs this year. So I got to give them credit. So the winner of this series plays my New York Yankees. So if you had to ask me, who do I want to face? I want Tampa. The reason why I want Tampa, and it's not because they have a worse record than Cleveland. It's not because of that at all. I want redemption against Tampa for what they did to us in 2020. I want redemption. That's what I want. Because we already beat Cleveland 2017, and we beat them in 2020. I want redemption against Tampa. Who will be the toughest challenge? I would say Cleveland. Actually, I gotta take that back. It is because of Tampa's pitching. Tampa's pitching is going to be tough against Cleveland, so I would say Tampa has the advantage right there. Offensive-wise, Cleveland has the advantage. But when it comes to pitching, it does come down to Tampa. So I do want Tampa. I don't think they're going to win, though, honestly. Because I think Cleveland, they are riding such a great streak right here. All September, they have been great. Tampa Bay has fallen apart. So I think that's what's going to cost Tampa right there. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring series because both clubs have really good pitching. But Cleveland has the better offense. I think Cleveland right there is just a little bit of that slight advantage. Because pitching, well, I guess you got to give it to Tampa. You do have to give it to Tampa because, you know, Tampa has a lot of no-name guys. Just the way that they've built up these guys is just amazing. That comes to pitching-wise. I think a lot of people would know their offensive guys. Pitching, you would be like, who the hell is this guy? But I think Cleveland just does have the advantage because of their offense. I think their offense is going to get to Tampa just a little bit. I think they're going to get to them just a little bit in this series. You know, you could say, well, their offense is just Jose Ramirez. Well, they got that guy Josh Naylor. That guy's a fucking nut. I like Josh Naylor. He's good. You know, you also got the guy Jimenez as well. Cleveland's going to be tough. Cleveland is absolutely going to be tough. They are absolutely going to be tough right here on Tampa. I think offensive-wise, they just have, like, that slight advantage. That's just what I think. And it should be a fun series. It should be a really fun series. You know, Kevin Cash is going to try his schemes. You know, but I think Cleveland right here, they're a fun young team. I think they're going to get to Tampa because they're riding that streak. September, they rode such a hot streak, and Tampa is really just falling apart. It's also because of the injuries, too. Tampa does have a lot of injuries. The fact that they even made it to the postseason is unbelievable. But I think Cleveland just has a little bit of slight advantage on them because of how hot they've been. I think they're going to ride it here in October. So with this series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cleveland Guardians, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Guardians in three games. So they will go to a third game, and in the end right there, the Guardians will win. And the funny thing is, these two teams played each other in the wild card game in 2013, and Tampa Bay won. They did wind up losing to Boston in the ALDS, but I'm sure Cleveland, they haven't forgotten about that, so redemption has to be on their mind. I know it's 9 years ago, and these two teams are completely different. I mean, Terry Francona is still there. And that's when Joe Maddon was managing the Rays. So I know it's two different ball clubs, obviously, but I think it's time Cleveland gets redemption on them. 9 years in the making right here. This ain't no wild card game, it's a wild card series. So I got the Guardians in three. And now getting to the second and last series here on the American League side. We have the Seattle Mariners making the playoffs for the first time since 2001 against the Toronto Blue Jays. So last time the Mariners made it to the playoffs was back in 2001. They beat the then Cleveland Indians in the ALDS. I believe it went to 5 games. Actually, I'll take a look real quick. So it was then the Cleveland Indians back in 2001. So I'll look at the Seattle Mariners 2001 season. And like I said, I'm very happy this team made it to the playoffs. I really am. I couldn't be any more happy for these guys because they fucking deserve it. So let's see. Let's look at the postseason. They beat the then Indians in 5 games, and they lost to my Yankees in 5 games in the ALCS. So it's been a long ride. It's been a long ride for the Mariners. But here they are. If only this series was in Seattle, it would be insane. Because the only way we'll see a Seattle playoff game right here at home won't be till Game 3 of the ALDS. And the winner of this series plays the Houston Astros. Man, I really want the Mariners to win this series. I really do. They've been a fun young team. They're another young team as well. They've been fun. Their fans are so fucking passionate. They deserve this the most.
And we get the Toronto Blue Jays right here. They didn't make it to the playoffs last year. Last time they made it was back in 2020. They lost in the wild card series. Actually got swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. So here's the thing. The Blue Jays are, you know, here's the thing with them. They have great talent. Great fucking talent. They legit could have won the division this year, but they underachieved. They absolutely underachieved. I mean, obviously, their best player is Vladdy Jr. The kid is a stud. Talks a little bit too much, but he's a stud. You know, the whole, this is my house after the Blue Jays beat us in the first game of the series a week ago, but then we, you know, clinched the AL East the next day, and then Judge tied Roger Maris, you know, 61 home runs the next day. So, whatever you say, Vladdy Jr., I mean, he talks too much, honestly. You know, for a guy that hasn't won shit in this league, I know he's still young, he's 23, I get it, but he's, you know, become a little bit more humble. Win first. Because you lose here to Seattle, you lose to a team that hasn't been to the playoffs in 21 years, you're never going to hear the end of it, and rightfully so. Then you just can't talk shit. You simply can't. You just can't talk shit. You got to win. You know, I get getting swept by the Rays in 2020 because the Blue Jays just weren't ready. I'm being completely honest, they just weren't ready. But now you got more experience, and here you go. That's it. There's no excuses now. This one's going to be good as well. Let's actually look at the pitching matches with the Rays and Guardians first. Forgot to bring that up. So game one, I want to just go back to it. So game one, it'll be Shane McClanahan versus Shane Bieber. Game two, it'll be Tyler Glasnow versus Tristan McKenzie. And then if there's a game three, it'll be Corey Kluber and Cal Quantrill. And now with the Mariners and Blue Jays, game one will be Luis Castillo and Alex Manoa. That's a good one. I like that matchup. Game two will be Logan Gilbert and Kevin Gausman. And if there is a game three, it'll be Robbie Ray, who won the AL Cy Young last year with the Mariners, versus Ross Stripling. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So, damn, this is a tough one. I think, here's the thing I'm going to say. Three out of these four series will go to three games. I will say one series will just be two. That's all I'm going to say. This series will go to three. I think this series will definitely go to three. So here's the thing right here. So when it comes down to all this, when it comes down to the offense, the Blue Jays are better. When it comes down to starting pitching, it's kind of even in that way. Because you look at the matchup, you got Castillo and Manoa for the first game. That's your best matchup right there. That is your best matchup. Game two, you're getting Gilbert and Gausman. Gausman's been good for Toronto. And Gilbert, he's an underrated pitcher. And then you got game three. Robbie Ray got off to a slow start with Seattle this year, but he's been able to, you know, figure it out. And Stripling, another underrated piece. So it's kind of like even right there. When it comes down to the bullpen, I think Seattle's got the advantage. I don't trust Toronto's bullpen, to be honest. I just don't trust their bullpen. That's just my honest opinion. I don't trust their bullpen. Seattle's bullpen, I trust more. And we know the Rogers Center is going to be rocking. We know that. We know when it comes to playoff time, Blue Jay fans are one of the most passionate fans in the world. I will say that. I'll give them credit on that. We know the Rogers Center is going to be going nuts. So, who will go on to face the Houston Astros right here? Man, it's going to go to three games, like I said. It's going to go to three games. But I just like the Mariners a little bit better. The Mariners will get their first playoff series win since 2001. And they will beat the Toronto Blue Jays in three games. That's my prediction. That's my prediction right there. So for the AL Wildcard Series, I have the Cleveland Guardians over the Tampa Bay Rays in three, and they'll beat my Yankees in the ALDS. And between the Mariners and the Blue Jays, I have the Mariners in three over the Blue Jays, and they will meet the Houston Astros in the ALDS. I hope Seattle does win. I really hope they do, because I want to see T-Mobile Park going crazy for game three, whether the series be 2-0 Seattle or 1-1 or 2-0 Houston. They're going to be rocking nonetheless. That's all I'm hoping for. That's all I'm hoping for right there. So now we get to our first of two National League series right here in the wild card. We have the Philadelphia Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's break down the pitching matchups right here. So for game one, there's nothing available for game one, actually. Game two, there's nothing. Okay, there's, I don't see anything for the Phillies and the Cardinals. Let me just get off Yahoo. Maybe I can go to the, maybe I can go to MLB.com and see if they have it. See if they have the pitching matchups for that series. Because they have it for the American League. They have it for the American League, but they don't have it for the National League right so far. I mean, I'll check the Padres-Mets series. Let's see. Go to Phillies-Cardinals. No, we don't know who's pitching. Don't know who's pitching in that series at all. But okay, let's break down. This might be the only series. Let's see the Padres-Mets pitching matchups. Okay, the Padres and Mets have pitching matchups for Game 1, for Game 2. Do they have for Game 3? They do. So they got pitching matchups all for their three games right there. Nothing for the Phillies and the Cardinals, so my bad on that one. But you got to look at both these teams right here. So Philadelphia Phillies, they fired Joe Girardi, I believe it was in May or June, and the Phillies were just not good. They just were not a good ball club. They were really struggling. So firing Girardi and hiring Kevin Long, things changed. You know, the Phillies have a really good offense. That's just keeping it simple. Kyle Schwarber hit, 45 home runs this year, 45 or 46 home runs. Led the National League in home runs this year. You know, Bryce Harper's been dealing with injury problems. Has picked it up here in the second half. He's a two-time MVP, NL MVP. You know, their offense is still really good. JT Realmuto, a catcher. Their offense is great. Their pitching, however, their starting pitching is eh. Their bullpen, I don't trust. The Phillies' bullpen, out of every team that's in a wild card series right here, or any team that's in the playoffs right here, I don't trust the Philadelphia Phillies' bullpen at all. That's the one bullpen I do not trust. I know I said I don't trust the Blue Jays' bullpen, but that's over against the Mariners. But still, the Phillies' bullpen, I simply do not trust. I think their bullpen is going to cost them in the series. That's my honest opinion. I think their offense will be fine. It's with the Cardinals, their offense is great as well. Of course, you got Nolan Arenado. You got Gold. He's probably going to win the NL MVP. Pujols, he hit his 700th home run a couple weeks ago, and he's been great. You know, Yadi's not the same player he used to be, but still a great catcher. You know, the Cardinals are stacked right here. They are. They are the better team. Offensively, it's kind of... Well, actually, I would lean towards the Cardinals. The Cardinals are the better team by far in this series. So this is the one series I think is going to be two games. And that's it. And I wouldn't mind seeing the Phillies win. I'm being completely honest. I would not mind seeing the Phillies win this series. I wouldn't. If the Phillies win, I'll be happy for them. Because, you know, they had the longest... after Seattle clinched the playoff spot, then the Phillies had the longest drought here in the MLB. They hadn't made it since 2011, so... Let's actually break it down with the Phillies. Like, who did they lose to in 2011? Because I know the Cardinals last year, they made it to the wild card game and they lost to the Dodgers on a walk-off. Let's see. Philadelphia Phillies, they made it back in 2011. Who did they lose to? I think they lost in the division series. And I don't remember them getting to the... Was it the Giants? May have lost to the Giants. No, it wasn't the Giants. Not 2011. My bad. The Giants went made in 2010. They lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. They lost in five games. And we know the St. Louis Cardinals that year wound up winning the World Series. So the last time the Phillies won a playoff series was against the St. Louis Cardinals. Wow. That's the last time the Cardinals won a World Series. Ain't that something? Ain't that something right there? So you know Philly's going to want redemption. I know it's fucking 11 years ago. I get it. But, you know... People still, they remember it. They remember, the fans remember it, obviously. But again, like I said, the Cardinals have a way bigger advantage over the Phillies in this series. I got them in two games. I got the Cardinals in two games. They got better pitching. And their offense, I lean towards and saying the best right there. They got the best offense in the league. Not in the league. Oh, my God. They got the best offense. They have the best offense over Philly. That's simple right there. I'm sorry I'm saying like the league. They don't have the best offense in the league. But I still think Goldie's going to win the NL MVP. But when it comes down to this series, again, not the league, The Cardinals have a better offense. They just have a better team in general. And like I said, the Phillies' bullpen is going to cost them in the series. I know it's a short series, but I don't trust their bullpen. Their bullpen is not good. Their bullpen is terrible. Like I said, their bullpen is the worst bullpen here in the playoffs out of every team. Their bullpen is the absolute worst. And it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them. Just wait and find out. You're going to see it. It's going to cost them. If they somehow clutch up and beat the Cardinals, I'll eat my words. I absolutely will. And the winner of this series will play the Atlanta Braves in the National League Division Series. Just want to throw that out right there. I think if you're the Braves, you want the Cardinals, honestly. You could say, well, the Phillies are the weaker team. You want the Cardinals. After what the Cardinals did to them back in 2019, after what they did to them in 2019 right there, it went to a fifth game in the NLDS. And the Cardinals, I think, scored like 10 runs in the first inning. That was embarrassing for the Braves. That was embarrassing. So if you're the Braves, I think that's who you want. You want the Cardinals. Like I said, you could say, but you wouldn't want the weaker team? No, you want the Cardinals. You want redemption. And that's not a knock on the Cardinals. That 2019 Cardinals team was good, but they got fucking smacked around by the Nationals in the championship series. Their offense couldn't do anything against that pitching. It's crazy how the Nationals have fallen apart since then. It's actually insane. A true one-hit wonder, I guess. But I got the Cardinals in two here over the Phillies. Now our last series, we have the San Diego Padres and the New York Mets. So let's see, the last time the San Diego Padres made it to the playoffs was back in 2020. They were in the wild card series. They beat the St. Louis Cardinals in three games, but they wound up getting swept by the LA Dodgers in the NLDS. So it was a pretty quick road for them right there, but they had a nice run in that wild card series. They were a lot of fun against the Cardinals. I was happy that they won. I remember people were like complaining that the Padres fans were celebrating on the street, acting like they won a World Series. I mean, they won a playoff series. They hadn't won a playoff series in so long. They were happy. I don't let them be happy. That 2020 Padres team was fun. You know, when Tatis wasn't on steroids, you know, you had Machado. You know, that team was fun to watch. They were a fun team to watch. I was happy for them. I know there was no fans, you know, at the stadium, but of course, people were celebrating on the street. But, you know, it was fun for them. They deserved it. It was fun. I mean, they got humbled pretty quickly against the Dodgers. They got swept. And we got the New York Mets right here. Last time they made it to the playoffs was 2016. They lost in the wild card game to the San Francisco Giants. So it's been a while for the Mets. And now we look at the pitching matchups right here. For game one, it'll be Yu Darvish versus Jacob DeGrom. Game two will be Blake Snell and Max Scherzer. And game three will be Joe Musgrove and Chris Bassett. Or Chris Bassett, I ever say his name. Yeah, Chris Bassett. So this series will go to three. It will go to three. I'm looking forward to it, honestly. I think out of all series, I would say I'm looking forward to this one. Because I do like the Padres. I do like the Padres. They went through a whole lot this year, you know, with Tatis now. He was injured at the start of the season. I think he fell off a bike. And then the whole steroids thing. It's just been a whole shit show for them. But they got Soto. You know, Soto hasn't been... He hasn't been what the Padres expect out of him. You know, he has gotten better as the season went along a little bit, I would say. He's going to be a huge part in this series. He's going to be a huge part in this series against the Mets. He knows what the Mets are like. He's gotten to the Mets before plenty of times in the past. But breaking it down right here, if you had to ask me who is the better team overall, I will say it's the Mets. The Mets have better pitching, you know, because you have that 1-2 punch of DeGrom and Scherzer right here for game one and game two. But Yu Darvish, though, against the Mets, I believe he's 12-1 or 13-1 against the Mets in his career. So that's something to look at. And Blake Snell has a pretty good career against the Mets. So I'm kind of shocked that Musgrove's not starting game two, but they're going with Snell in game two. Offensive-wise, I would lean that's hard right there, honestly, because Padres have more talent, honestly. You know, you got Machado and Soto. Man, that's... I don't know. I mean, Alonso had a really good year for the Mets. I mean, pretty much slumped towards the end of the season, but he's still a good ball player, honestly. I think he's a little bit overrated, but I'll say he's a decent. I don't know. Is he decent? He's a cocky motherfucker. So I really don't like him, honestly. But the Mets really fell apart. They had a 10-game division lead back in June. That guy, fucking Sal Luca, whatever the fuck his name is, that works for SNY, said the NL East was over. And then even a few weeks ago, like before the Mets and Braves, or I should say a couple weeks ago before the Braves and Mets played each other, he said, again, the NL East is over. He said it was done. And what happened? The Atlanta Braves won the NL East. See, this is the thing with you Met fans right here. I know there are humble Met fans out there. I understand there are humble Met fans out there. I know that there are. I've met quite a few that are humble. But a lot of you Met fans talk so much bullshit. You guys talk so much bullshit right here. Always saying, oh, we run New York. The Yankees don't run New York anymore. It's a Met city, blah, blah, blah. You don't. The New York Mets will never run New York City. It'll always be a Yankee city. It'll never be a Met series. It'll never be a New York Met city. It never will be. New York will never be that. It'll always be a New York Yankees city. I don't care what anybody says. And like I said, I'm going to say it for the last time. I know there are humble New York Met fans out there. But there are a lot of you that talk too much shit. You talk way too much shit. You all thought the division was over back in June. You thought it was done. You guys thought you were safe. What happened? What just happened from last Friday to this Sunday? You got your asses kicked by the Braves. You got your asses absolutely fucking embarrassed. You guys got embarrassed. That's why you never celebrate too early. And me personally, I never thought the AL East was done for the Yankees. When the Yankees had a nice lead, they had a 15-game lead back in July. They had a 15-game lead. That shrunk to 5 games last month. And I got nervous. I didn't think the Yankees really had the division on lockdown. You could say, well, how could you say that? Because you never know what can happen. Teams fall apart. That's what the Yankees did back in August. They fell apart. The Rays and the Blue Jays, they caught up. The Rays were 3.5 behind. After that, the Yankees got hot, and the rest is history. We won the AL East. That's something the Mets should have done right there. They did not get hot. They shot themselves in the foot a lot in September. You guys got swept by the Cubs. The 2022 Chicago Cubs walked in the Citi Field and swept you guys. The 2022 Chicago Cubs, who have nothing to play for, they swept you guys. And believe me, I kind of thought to myself, maybe the Mets might have this series against Atlanta. I thought maybe they might have this series. Maybe they will. I was wrong. DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, they all shit the bed. That's what they did. Especially DeGrom and Scherzer. Those are your two top guys that had to shut down the Braves. But like I said, all you Met fans, or most of you Met fans, talk so much shit. You guys deserve this. You guys deserve to play in the wild card series. You talk too much shit. You talk way too much shit. Now you need to be humble. I think the Mets will win this series, though. I think they will. The Padres are going to give you guys a fight. But I think the Mets will come out of this victorious. If you guys don't, if the New York Mets lose this series from having a 10-game lead in this division that you should have had on lockdown, because the Mets have the talent. The New York Mets have the talent. They're one of the most talented teams in baseball. I will say that. I will absolutely say that. The Mets have great pitching. They have a great offense. You have one of the best closers in the game right now in Edwin Diaz. And you have other good pieces in the bullpen too. But Edwin Diaz, of course, is the guy. And he had a really good season after there was a lot of questions about how Diaz is. And he had a really good season this year. This was his best season as a Met. Easily. And if you guys lose this wild card series in a series you should win, I know the Padres got good pitching. Darvish has great history against the Mets. And so does Snell. But, you know, the Mets should be able to handle them. The Padres' bullpen's not that good. You should be able to get to them. The Mets have the advantage in the bullpen. They have the advantage in the starting pitching. I would take DeGrom and Scherzer over Darvish and Snell any day. I probably would go with Musgrove over Bassett, but that's it. That's it right there. And offensive-wise, it's kind of even, but I kind of lean towards San Diego. Because we know how Soto has owned the Mets the majority of his career. But again, like I said, majority of you Mets fans, you talk way too much, and look where you're at now. Look where you're at now. Sucks to suck, doesn't it? It stinks, right? Yeah. I know it does. But again, I know there's humble Mets fans out there. And the Mets do have one more win than the Yankees. The Yankees aren't going to finish with more wins than the Mets. But that doesn't matter. I know Mets fans have been... There have been a couple Mets fans have been talking about, like, oh, but we have more wins than the Yankees. Who has the division title? Who's going to play in the wild card series? You do. Did you win your division? I didn't think so. And stop saying, oh, if the Yankees play the NL East, we don't play in the NL East. Don't give me that bullshit excuse. You should have won the division. You were up by 10 games. Don't give me that excuse. Don't say, oh, if the Yankees play in the NL East, they wouldn't make the playoffs or wouldn't win the division. We don't play in the NL East. We play in the American League East. You had a 10-game lead. You should have held on to that lead. That's on you. Beat the Padres. That's it. Don't give me, oh, you had a better record. What are you going to say? You still had a better record even if you lose to San Diego? That doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. That means absolutely nothing. And the winner of this series, the winner of this series plays the Dodgers. In all honesty, the Mets have a better chance of beating the Dodgers. I know it's not the 2015 LA Dodgers that the Mets beat, but the Mets could beat that team. They honestly could. I'm being completely serious. I think the Mets could beat the Dodgers. Padres, no. Nothing against the Padres, but no. Not going to happen. Dodgers have owned the Padres for years. The Mets can beat that team. They honestly could. They honestly could. They were underdogs in 2015. They beat them. I know it's two different teams. But I think the Mets could beat them still. I honestly think they can. So the Mets right here, you got to wake up. You got to wake up and fast come Friday. I know they just beat, they've been beating up on the Nationals. They beat up the Nationals last night. They beat them in the doubleheader. They beat them up pretty good. Well, carry the momentum going in against San Diego because you guys did it to yourselves. You guys should have had the division on lockdown. You did it to yourself. But if you lose to San Diego, if you get swept by San Diego, don't ever talk to me again. Any of you Mets fans that talk shit, don't say nothing. You best keep your mouth shut. Because if you get... Imagine that collapse. A 10-game lead, you get swept in the wild card series. Don't even say nothing. Don't even say anything. That's all I'm going to say. But I am going to go with the Mets in this series. I think they are the better team. And I think they'll beat the Padres in 3 games. I think they will. I honestly think they will. That's my prediction right there. So now breaking down my predictions for the wild card series with the American League. We got the Guardians and the Rays. I have the Guardians over the Rays in 3. Mariners versus Blue Jays. I have the Mariners in 3 over the Blue Jays. And with National League, I have the Cardinals in 2 over the Phillies. So clean sweep right there. And Mets and Padres, I have the Mets in 3 over the Padres. But like, I'm going to talk the most shit the Mets lose this series. I don't care. I don't care. Because you all want to talk shit. You lose this series, you're not going to hear the end of it. I don't care. I don't care. You're going to fucking deserve it. That's all I gotta say. But alright guys, I hope you guys enjoy this episode right here. The next time I will talk to you guys should be on a Sunday where I'll review Extreme Rules. So getting back into talking some wrestling. Alright. Alright guys, again. Actually, you know what? On Saturday, actually, I'll make my Extreme Rules predictions. And then Sunday I'll do the review. So I'll do that actually. That's a better thing to do. So I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. Make my WWE 2022 Extreme Rules predictions. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. I'll talk to you then.